USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President-elect Joe Biden's pick for a high-level Pentagon position was a big proponent of the now-discredited Steele dossier and Trump-Russian collusion narrative. The Biden transition team on Wednesday nominated Colin Kull as his Undersecretary of Defense for Policy. Do lockdowns work to prevent the spread of COVID-19? USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
A new study from the European Journal of Clinical Investigation found that mandatory lockdowns around the world did not provide significantly more benefits in slowing the spread of the coronavirus than other voluntary measures such as social distancing or travel reduction. Dr. Kanta Ahmed is a pulmonologist at NYU's Langone Medical Center.
We see that people actually, when they know about the risk, modify their behavior before you crush all businesses and all activity.
That audio courtesy of Fox News from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau. I'm Tim Berg.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
Caravans of people wanting a life in the USA are on their way.
Part of a caravan of migrants from Honduras was blocked by Guatemalan security forces as they tried to cross into the country on their way to the United States. Officials estimate more than 9,000 people are part of this caravan. Mark Morgan says this could be the first of many groups who see a change in immigration policies as an opportunity to make for the U.S. The acting commissioner of U.S. Customs and Border Protection tells Fox News they foresaw this outcome because of the statements from the incoming Biden administration.
With the new administration's immigration strategies, which really are akin to open border strategies, we knew this was going to come, and it's already happened. It's not just 1,000. Right now, we're looking at two groups that are well over 5,000. And one of those groups have already gotten through the Guatemala border, and they're on their way to El Rancho, which is about to, located centrally in Guatemala. It's coming. It's already started, just as we promised and anticipated it would with this rhetoric from the new administration on the border.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
More shutdowns in the D.C. area have been announced for Inauguration Day. USA Radio News' Tim Berg explains.
The National Mall in Washington, D.C. will be off limits to the public on Inauguration Day. Security measures being put in place in the nation's capital after riots took place on January 6th. Eric Jackson is a former FBI special agent in charge. He tells USA Radio News it's not uncommon to have threats around Inauguration Day.
Well, during my 21 years with the FBI, I saw a number of inaugurations, and there's always individuals from different ideological groups that either make threats or make notice that they plan to do some type of demonstration or protest.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
D.C. police say a Virginia man who showed police a non-government-issued inauguration credential at a checkpoint along the perimeter securing downtown Washington, D.C. Friday was arrested after a gun and hundreds of rounds of ammunition were found inside of his vehicle.
I'm not a bad person. I'm not connected to any hate groups. I'm not there to harm anybody.
Wesley Allen Beeler of Front Royal, Virginia, tells NBC4 in Washington he made an honest mistake. Divisional playoffs conclude Sunday for the National Football League. The Browns at the Chiefs at 3:05 p.m. Eastern on CBS, and the Bucks at the Saints, 6:40 p.m. Eastern on Fox. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.